Good morning and welcome to our Community Connection program right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's always great to have friends in the studio, and we've got plenty of them here today. We have Father John O'Neill at St. John Catholic School, and also we have Miss Crystal Miller, who is in here with us too. How are we doing today, guys and gals?
Doing well. It's a blessing to be here, Tom.
It's very well. Thank you.
You know, it's great to have you both in. We've got a brand new school year and some brand new announcements, Father.
Yes, we do. In fact, this year, Crystal Miller, who is with us, she is our new principal this year. She was assistant principal for the last year and a half, and now she's taking over, and we're so excited that she's at the helm.
Well, congratulations, Ms. Crystal.
Thank you.
All right. This is going to be an interesting year. We have a lot to go through. Now, you like you said, you come up the ladder a little bit. You were the assistant principal, but you've been at this teaching and administrative profession for a while, haven't you?
Yes, sir. 16 years. I've taught multiple grades. So I've been in fifth and kindergarten and a short stay in first and sixth, seventh, and eighth.
Wow. Man, you've been all over it. So I guess you got it covered.
I hope.
Yeah. She doesn't look like she's old enough to have been anywhere for 16 years, but we'll take your word for it.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Here we go. Now, Father John, we've got a different situation coming up with COVID this year.
Well, COVID is bringing some challenges to all of us, to everyone. It's changing our lifestyles. It's changing how we approach things. But it doesn't change the fact that we have young children that need to be educated mm-hmm. and need to not only be educated academically, but also social skills, physical, mental, emotional, all these different areas have to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we want to do is make a place for them to come that's safe, that has good academics, but also educates the whole child. One of the things we pride ourselves at St. John is that we deal with dignity and respect, and we teach the kids how to, think things through, be problem solvers, critical thinking, those kind of things. And so we look at the whole...
Wait a minute, you teach critical thinking?
Well, it's a part of life, right?
Yes.
And we are so proud of our young people because they, once you can instill in them an understanding of their own responsibility, their need for respect and dignity of others, and the fact that they need to be accountable for their own work and such, and then you give them a place to apply all those things, it's amazing what a young person will do. Amazing.
And, Crystal, they absorb so much so quickly, too.
Yes, they really do. I think part of what we do, too, is we are starting a new writing program. We've had it in the middle school, but mm-hmm. we're going to start implementing that first through eighth. And the ability to communicate effectively and to write is so important. I'm really excited about that.
That's good because anymore, even in professional settings, we see things that come out in bullet points and not really communication. It's more like, here's a little tab, here's a little something, and no one really takes you through the process.
Well, and a piece of this puzzle is first reading and comprehension. We have structured literacy within our school. Every grade has structured literacy, which means a person understanding as they're growing in their ability to read and comprehend. Well, if they can comprehend better, and then through the writing skills and things like that, if they can communicate better, they're going to be a better person. They're going to be able to better address the issues in the world, like COVID or whatever comes up.
One thing I was impressed, I went to the fundraiser last winter,
February, I think it was.
And I was impressed with the youngsters there because they carried themselves a little differently than most. They carried themselves with the confidence, but not cockiness. Also, a sense of selflessness, but also full of self. I mean, that's something that's not easily instilled in children. But boy, congratulations to the school and to everyone that had a hand in fostering the education of these kids, because it shows. It really does. You got to be proud of that.
We're definitely proud of that. I think our opportunities for our students to serve the community, each grade level does service projects, mm-hmm. and the mentoring of the older students to the younger. This year it'll look a little different, but in the past they've had the opportunity to escort and sit with them at Mass and do different projects with them. So it gives our older kids a chance at leadership and to help others.
Now, when we go back to school, our face covering is going to be part of the the deal when the
masks will be a part of what the reality mm-hmm. is when children come to school.
Yeah,
they will check their temperature at the car. They will, because we do drop off. We don't have buses. We do drop off.
Yeah,
and so they'll check temperatures there. They'll have a mask on for when we gather for what's called circle prayer, the beginning of the day, and when we all gather and pray over each other and pray for the day and look mm-hmm. at what's happening this day. Mm-hmm. So as a community, we come together. We start the day as a community. And then as they go to their desks and into their classrooms, they'll wear masks. And then whenever they're in common areas or transferring from one class to another, those kind of things, they'll have masks on. But when they're at their desks and when they can social distance, then they won't need to wear their masks. And same mm-hmm. with our teachers. Our teachers wear their mask many times. Mm-hmm. But if a teacher's in front of the room, 6 feet away, and instructing a student, they don't necessarily need to have a mask on in that moment. Mm-hmm. So it's using a mask with intentionality is really what we're trying to do.
Good way to put it. Good way to put it. Should, you know, worse come to worse, will there be remote learning if that's the case?
Well, we do have an option for families that want to choose distance learning, even starting school. Mm-hmm. It's not ideal because in the classroom's the best place to be, and those teachers are in the classroom and they're working with the kids in the classroom. So to provide a quality distance program is difficult for them, but they're going to try to tackle that for kids that aren't ready to come back. And then if we have to go to distance learning, we have a plan and some things for guidelines for teachers to implement that successfully.
Very good. Very good. Now, we've got something new for enrollment this year.
Well, we have, from an enrollment perspective, we thought, because of the pandemic, that we might actually be down in enrollment this year.
Yeah.
But actually, we're up. We're up almost 20% in enrollment. There's a lot of people that are coming and joining our school, because we're planning on, again, being in school. That's our plan. Bishop Condola, who is over all of the Catholic schools in eastern Oklahoma, has said, we want our kids to be at school if we can. So we're going to focus on staying in school as best we can. And also the way our teachers handled at the end of last school year when we went to distance learning and how they interacted with the students and with the families, mm-hmm. they really set a stellar example of what to do, best practices. And so that was attractive to people, so they've come and joined us from that perspective. And we're excited about that. One of the things that Crystal mentioned about the teacher and someone who would be distance learning right now at the beginning, you know, at home, that really involves a lot of parent involvement because it looks differently. You can't just set a third grader down in front of a computer for 6.5 hours and expect them to learn. There's got to be interaction and all that. So this is a piece of this puzzle, is working together. We've actually invited our families, if you want to choose that option, you must come in and you must visit with the teacher and talk about what that's going to look like so you know what your involvement and what it's going to be there. Because, again, this thing of accountability, this thing of responsibility, this thing of knowing who's going to be in charge of what, those things are all important for the families, for our teachers, for the kids, for the whole environment, for the community.
You're listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we're talking with Father John and Principal Crystal Miller here with St. John Catholic School. I understand, Crystal, will you have some new teachers this year?
We do. We have an excellent staff. I could not be more excited, to be honest with you. For example, in pre-K 3, we have Debbie Noble. She has over 25 years experience. She's done Head Start. She's done parents as teachers. She's even written 2 children's books.
Wow.
So that's just one example. A great lineup. We have a new kindergarten teacher, Heather Schumacher. And she is also has 13 years experience, and she believes in play-based learning, which is very important to us at St. John Catholic School. We believe in age-appropriate practice or developmentally appropriate practice. So learning through play is what's best for these kindergarten kids. So she believes that too.
Now, we touched on the new writing program. Are there other new programs this year?
Well, we're implementing the structured literacy program that Father had spoke about earlier, when that's going to start in, well, actually, it'll be all through the school. The amazing thing about structured literacy is if students are taught this way, that kids with dyslexia or other reading differences that might need a separate pullout program, 8 out of 10 of them, if they get that in the classroom, are not going to need an additional pullout program.
Wow, that does wonders for the child.
It is amazing. I'm very excited about it and hoping that we're going to serve a lot of children in need. And we also still have our pullout program for those that are coming in that haven't had any of the structured literacy or identified as dyslexic or needing some additional support. So we have a full-time instructor for that and then a part-time instructor also.
It's really nice. I mean, that way the kids, I feel like they've assimilated. They're a part of, you know, the whole structure. And it's great that we found the methodology or the ways to reach students who learn differently.
Exactly.
Well, when you take a young boy, like one of the examples, one of our young boys who could not read, difficult to read. He could read, but it was very difficult to comprehend because of his dyslexia.
Sure.
And you take him and run him through the program for just literally a few months. Now, he's not done with the program. He's still working on it. But then he goes home and says to Mom, can we go to the library? Can I take a book? And is rather than looking at computer games, he's reading. You know, that's a change of life for this young man, because his projectile now into business world, into whatever he wants to do in the future, has changed because he can comprehend what he's reading. And so we take all these skills and you give somebody like that a chance, and then you teach them how to write and how to communicate, and you give them a good academic base to start with. Where can they go? The future is up to them, totally.
He's taking that challenge and making it a rocket ride. I like that.
Exactly, and that's the hope for every child, whatever the challenge may be, that we work with every child and find the tool, the way for them to move. We're a small enough school that we can do these individual type programs where we can focus on students, allow the teachers to grow a particular program with the kids and that. So we're really excited about it.
Now, we've got a lot of things going on with the school, with the programs, with teachers. How do we get started? I know it's quickly approaching, but if someone has it in their heart that maybe this is the direction they want to go, how do they go about it?
So that they can come to the school, they can call and schedule an appointment so they can meet with us and take a tour. They can look online at our website. There's lots of information there. But the best thing to do is just come in, meet us, see what we have to offer, and let's talk. That's really the best way to get a feel for the school.
Nice open door policy. I like that.
Absolutely.
Well, we had our new family orientation last night, with new families that come. So to talk to them about the first time they're in the building. And then we have back to school night coming up on Monday night. August 12th is our first in-class day for the school. And so it's fast approaching for everybody, but we still have some seats left in some of the classes. We do have a couple of full classes, but we're glad to speak with anyone about what their interest would be.
And how do they find you?
Well, let me see. What's the web? Do you know the website right off? I'm sure it's on our notes here someplace, but if you Google St. John Catholic School, Bartlesville, you're going to
get it, yeah. And if you drive downtown, you're going to find it.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. You can't miss us. Well, and, you know, we're in Bartlesville, which has this small town community feel. It's a beautiful thing about Bartlesville. But also because of our tie-in with some of the larger companies that are here and the people that work at those, we also have the ability to kind of really dive into more complicated things. We have, like in one of our classes, seven of the parents are PhD chemists. And so when we need STEM, you know, and we need science projects, you know, we have lots of access to different things. This year we have a specific, now we call it STEAM, not STEM, arts. STEAM, because of arts. We add arts. We have music. We have arts. Mm-hmm. We have different things that promote, the whole student, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an understanding that when a student works in a creative art, music or art or drama or something like that, that helps their academic side too. So we're doing STEM, instead of just STEM, we're doing STEAM. But we do have some specific STEM classes that are happening this year that's new for us. And we also have home ec. We've had a lot of families that have been interested in their kids learning how to do basic household things. And so we have a home ec class, which is a new class. Again, we're responding to what the families want, to what the kids want. We're small enough and agile enough that we can respond to these kind of things.
We're flexible.
We're flexible.
We're flexible. Good. All right. I want to thank you for both coming in today, and I want to wish you a great school year. I know that we'll probably meet up sometime around the fundraiser again, but, you know, and I'll be seeing both of you probably out and about before too long. But thanks again for coming in and telling us about St. John Catholic School.
Thank you so much, Tom.
All right. Stay right there. We'll be right back in just a